happy to open it up to other questions.
Lieutenant Governor, with Steve King's decision over the weekend not to seek the Senate seat, what are you looking for in a Senate candidate? Who do you need at the share of the top of the ticket with you and the governor in 2014?
Well, first of all, I really respect Congressman King's decision. I know it was a tough decision for him to make, and he spent a lot of time and a lot of thoughtful consideration in making that decision. He served as my congressman for years, and so I have a lot of respect for the way that he represents the citizens of Iowa. I am extremely confident that we are going to find the right candidate to represent this party and take on Congressman Bailey. He has a record that that he's already running away from, and so I think that we'll find a candidate. I know we'll be able to raise the money, and it'll be a formidable race, and I'm confident of the outcome.
Are you actually right, Regina? You were kind of poo-pooing. He was right on all those counts.
Well, you know, I don't know. At the time that Doug made that prediction, I had not decided. So I had not made that decision. It was a hard decision for me to make. I really took it very seriously. I gave it a lot of time. And I am very comfortable with the decision that I made, and I think every individual that has made that decision has gone through that same process. We don't get an opportunity for a vacant U.S. Senate seat. How long has it been? And so, you know, it's an important decision, and we will come up with a candidate that will be a great representative for the state of Iowa. Well, we're going to make that decision at the end of the legislative session. Making news today unintentionally. Later this year. You know, we have a lot of time. But where I was going with that is we are focused on this legislative session. Our three priorities, we're going to continue to work day in and day out to get those accomplished this year. That is where our energy and our focus is at right now. Well, I'm optimistic that we will. It's down to evaluations and assessments, and I believe that we continue to find language that'll work. It is one measure. It's a tool to help teachers to be better, to be more efficient and effective educators. They'll be part of the process. It'll be over the next 2 years. So I believe I remain optimistic. I'm frustrated that we haven't got it done yet. It passed the House originally, I think, in February 20th, in plenty of time to really provide school districts with the stability that they need to put their budgets in place. We didn't make that deadline, but I am hopeful that by the end of this week we can give educators and students an educational reform bill that really is going to provide a 21st century education model where our teachers and our students can be successful. I'm hoping that, you know, we're focused on ed reform. I think we're probably the closest on that, so I think we have an opportunity to come to some compromise, come to some consensus, send that bill to Governor Branstad. Both parties can stand behind him. It would be a win for both. And most importantly, it's a win for educators and the students in the state of Iowa. That's who are the winners in this process. So if we can take that off the table, then we can start to focus on property tax reform and being the healthiest state in the nation. So I think, and then getting the budget wrapped up. Well, the fact that we're communicating and working on language that is acceptable to both, I think that's very, very, very encouraging. They were part of the task force that was created from legislation last year. All stakeholders were at the table over the interim working on putting in place really strategic reform to the educational system. So they've been a part of this process all along, and I think we're continuing to see that work move forward, and I'm very optimistic that we're going to get there.
Sources say that you personally encouraged Joni Ernst seeking the U.S. Senate seat. What counsel are you giving her as she decides whether to run?
Well, I am a female in politics, and as I indicated, that would never be the sole reason for me to run for office was because Iowa has never elected a female representative. I've always been involved in encouraging and strengthening the bench of the Iowa Republican Party, and especially encouraging females to get involved in the political process. And so I don't think it would be uncharacteristic of me to reach out to Senator Ernst. She replaced me when I ran as lieutenant governor, when Governor Branstad asked me to run with him as his lieutenant governor. I encouraged Joni to seek that position, and she was successful. And really, it goes back further than that. When she was deployed, I was actually, through email, we were connecting back and forth, and I was encouraging her to run for the state for the county auditor's position. So our history goes way back in working together and really just encouraging qualified people to run for office. So she just hits it out of the park on both issues.
So that is correct that you encouraged her to run?
I've talked to a lot of people about that. I want to continue to encourage people to take a look at this so we have, you know, a broad base of candidates that are looking at running for office. But I did talk to Joni about that. You know, I don't, you know, people have been, I think, waiting to see what Congressman King's decision was, and I think that was an accurate thing to do. I believe that we still have plenty of time. This is going to be a high-profile race. I believe they see Iowa as maybe a pathway to the majority in the U.S. Senate. So I believe that whoever our candidate is, they'll have the funding and the backing to be a very, for it to be a very competitive race. You know, I've been involved in public service for a long time, and it's really important that when you make decisions like that, it needs to be on your timeline and not somebody else's timeline. So I had been asked at different times to consider running for the House, to consider running for the Senate. I was still very engaged in what I was doing as a county treasurer, working on what I felt was some very important issues, and it wasn't the right time for me to step out of that and run for the legislature. And I think the candidates that have indicated they've decided not to seek the U.S. Senate race or to be a candidate in the U.S. Senate race, if you listen to what they've said, I think all of them have felt it's not the right time for them to do that. They're, you know, involved in important issues, whether it's the Secretary of State or Steve King in Congress, or what I'm doing as the lieutenant governor. So I just, it has to be on your timeline. It has to be something that you are ready to go and believe in, and they've indicated that they're still involved in what they're doing in the office that they currently hold. What did I say? Oh, no, I meant Secretary Vag.
Okay.
Thank you. No. Gosh, even when you don't try. Yeah. Well, no, I don't have the mirror ball or the glass ball, but I'm very confident that we can. We've got all three bills will be in conference, and that's further than we've been able to get in the last 2 years, so I think that's significant. We've invested a lot of time over the last 2 years in all three of those priorities, really trying to put in place legislation that addressed a lot of concerns to move this forward. And I think we've done a really good job of doing that. We've done a really good job of bringing all stakeholders together to help us define what that looks like, and so I feel very optimistic that we'll get that done. Well, we set aside an hour every day, and so any time that there is a need or a request to sit down and meet, we do that. We meet once a week with the leadership to continue to decide, to discuss, you know, where we're at in the process. When we're not personally meeting with them, our staff is in very close contact with both of leadership in the House and the Senate. So the communication is ongoing, and when we need to get together or sit down at the table, that'll happen also.
Great, thank you.
Thank you. I did say that.
Who said leadership?
Well, with the House leadership. And we have time set aside almost every day. I mean, if we're in the Capitol, we have time set aside and can easily find time to meet when asked.